You are now listening to the sexy swinging sounds of CGSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby Mountain. How's that feel, huh? Diverse? Independent? Well, it's yours. It's yours, baby. Check us out on SoundCloud or cgsf.ca. Mountain FM.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we got a full hour of music for you, all from local Vancouver and area artists, and we're going to be kicking things off with the brand new one from Devours. The track is called The Widow, and Devours is going to be playing at the upcoming grand reopening and relocating of the Toast Collective. The Toast Collective is now going to be located at 242 East Pender Street, and this Friday's got a stacked show. It's going to be featuring performances by Lori Goldston, Devours, Big City, Rinse Dream, and Fake Jazz DJs. It's only $20, but no one's going to be turned away for lack of funds, so it's a great opportunity to check out a great local show, and support your local music scene. After that Devours track, we're going to be playing another one by one of the artists playing at the same event. We're going to be playing the song Featherlight by Big City from their latest album, Liquid Times. And that one's got some like nice like early aughts, hazy big beat jams is the best way to put it. And following that theme, we're going to be playing two brand new tracks from JPEG 2000. Full disclosure, I'm the producer in that band, but that's fine by me. And the tracks that we're going to be playing are Winter Vacation and Next Vibe. And that's coming off of the Winter Vacation and Next Vibe double A-side single. Anyways, let's get to the jams.
So is Bird Note. Rita McMahon started New York City's only wild bird rehab center in her apartment in 2005. But after years of hard work, she needed a better location.
In 2012, we opened our storefront in a lovely landmark building, and I got to move out the 60 birds that were in my apartment on my husband's birthday. It was a nice present.
The Wild Bird Fund has grown to see more than 7,000 birds each year. They see lots of pigeons, a lot of birds for lead poisoning, but during migration season, there's one common culprit.
Right now, the great majority are from the window collisions. Like last weekend on Saturday, 26 in one day. That's a lot.
Most birds don't survive the impact with glass in the first place. If they do make it, many have concussions or broken bones. Only about a third of the birds brought to the Wild Bird Fund for window collisions survive.
So when it comes to us, we see our job as really what we're doing is hospice. Stop the suffering, make the end as comfortable as possible.
Saving birds from this unhappy end requires rethinking the way we design buildings. And New York City is on the cutting edge of that challenge. This past December, the New York City Council passed legislation that will require builders to use at least 90% bird-safe materials for the bottom 75 feet of a building. That's where the vast majority of collisions occur. Maybe in the future, Rita will see fewer birds at her rehab center. For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we're doing a full hour of music for you, and the last four tracks that we listened to were The Widow by Devours. Following that was Big City with their song Featherlight, and after that was a pair of brand new jams from JPEG 2000. They were Winter Vacation and Next Vibe, and those ones are from the upcoming, it's not even out yet, it's coming out next week, Winter Vacation and Next Vibe double A-side single, and that one's being put out by Circus Records. Also with the Devours and Big City, they're going to be playing at the upcoming reopening for the Toast Collective this Friday, along with Fake Jazz DJ, Rinse Dream, and they're also going to be having a headliner from the States, Lori Goldston, and it's going to be a great opportunity to reinvigorate the local music scene. There's been a couple really great venues popping up recently. We got the reemergence of the Toast Collective. We have Green's Auto, which is another great East fan artist-run space that's popped up. So it's nice to see more options for artists to play in this city. Being an artist in the city, I know it's tough. And the more opportunities for platforms for artists to be available, the better for the arts. Anyways, let's get to some more music. Up next, we have Garden Collective with Vines of Light from the Redgate EP. And following that is a pair of tracks by Sands. We're going to be playing Flight Paths and I Don't Dream of Labor. And that's from Sands' latest release, Arc Maps. And it's a really cool album that was put out because it's a cinematic album. It's got a whole short film that goes along with it, so I highly recommend checking it out. We're going to have a link to that on our Instagram, probably in Instagram stories, so you know, by the time we listen to it, there'll be about 4 hours left to catch it. But if you head on over to Oh No No Radio, we'll have links to all that good stuff. Anyways, let's get to the music.
is not light years away.